The following is a lecture entitled How I Came to Krishna Consciousness, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on July 19th, 2012, at the Baltic Summer Vaishnava Festival in Harmony Park, Lithuania.
Nama Om Vishnu Padayo Krishna Prestayo Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prashantadeshatarine. So, Jataya Prabhu has asked me to tell about how I came to Krishna consciousness. Actually, every one of us has a wonderful story how we came to Krishna consciousness. So I will tell you mine. And someday you can tell me yours also. I would like to hear your story also, how you came to Krishna consciousness. But since I've been asked to speak today, today I will tell my story. I was a young boy growing up in a country called the USA. But for some reason I wasn't very happy. Even though our country, America, is so rich and so powerful, I didn't feel very happy. I remember when I went to college, my first year of college, how I was very, very unhappy. And my father told me, he said, "Son, your college days are going to be the happiest days of your life." So when I got to college and I was miserable, I was thinking, what would my whole life be like then? It wasn't very hopeful. So I wanted to know, what is the purpose of my life? What is the meaning of my existence? So I was taking many courses at the university. Some of our courses we were studying philosophy. So I was hearing about the different philosophers of the Western world, what their viewpoint was on reality. And it wasn't very pleasant view of reality. In other words, they did not answer my question. Why I exist? Who am I? Why am I here? All the famous philosophers in the Western world, they did not answer these questions. So some friend told me about the philosophy from India. So I got some books and I started reading about philosophy from India. But the most popular books, they were Mayavadi books. So do you know what is Mayavadi philosophy? In Mayavadi philosophy, they say that you are God. You are the Supreme Lord. But you have similarly forgotten. So now you have to meditate and become God once again. So I tried this Mayavadi philosophy. It seemed pretty good for 2 or 3 days. Wow, I was pretty happy. I'm God. But then it became very obvious when things didn't go the way I wanted them to go that I was not God. So I was searching. Where will I find the perfect teaching? One friend of mine, he taught me one mantra. I think you know that mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I didn't know about the Hare Krishna movement. But this, I was chanting this mantra and it was amazing. I said, I want nothing to do with this material world. I'm just going to go to India and become a sadhu in India. So I gave up everything in my material life. And I was on my way to India. Become a sadhu for the rest of my life. But then on the way, some voice inside me said, don't go to India, go to San Francisco instead. So I went to San Francisco in one famous neighborhood called the Haight-Ashbury neighborhood. And I walked into a famous park called Golden Gate Park. And there I saw the most amazing sight. It was about 40 devotees in their dhotis and saris, chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So they invited me to their temple. But you see, I was a Mayavadi. I chanted Hare Krishna, but I had Mayavadi philosophy. So I went into the temple and I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And one Brahmacharini said, oh, you're chanting so nicely. And I was thinking, oh, if she only knew that I am Krishna. So in this way, I was very much deluded Mayavadi. So I became sidetracked at that time by becoming a songwriter and singer. Actually, I wrote 300 songs. And I was becoming a little bit famous as a singer. There was one concert in Golden Gate Park, the two most famous bands of the day called the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead, they were playing there. And I sang some songs between their sets. I sang. And the announcer predicted that I'd become a very famous musician after he heard my singing. So I became very much caught up in the idea of becoming a superstar at that time. Because I had many people who loved my music, you see. And I was thinking I can spread love and peace by becoming a famous musician. And I went back to where I had gone to college previously, to Austin, Texas. I began playing my music on the campus there. I became an overnight, very like a campus superstar, overnight on the campus. Many everyone came to hear my concerts every day on the campus. So, but Krishna is very kind. He took away all of this, all the fame I was getting, all the recognition I was getting, he took it all away from me. He was very kind. To where I all I could do was just try to pray to God to guide me how to become his perfect servant.
Ir viskas, kas man liko, tai tik tai melsis viešpačiui tapti jo tobulų tarnu.
I had that taste of becoming famous in the material world.
Aš turėjau tą skonį tapti įžymiu materialiame pasaulyje.
But then Krishna took it all away from me.
Tačiau Krishna tuomet viską iš manęs paėmė.
And I was just begging, dear God, please guide me how I can be your perfect servant.
Ir aš pradėjau melstis, mano brangus viešpatie, kaip aš galiu tapti savo tobulų tarnu.
I was praying every morning, I would get up and I would pray.
Ir aš taip maldžiausi, taip kiekvieną dieną.
So, there was one devotee, his name was Vishnujana Swami.
Ir buvo vienas atsidavęs, jo vardas buvo Vishnujana Swami.
He had opened a temple in Houston, Texas, about 175 miles away.
Ir jis atidarė tą šventyklą Houston, Texas, apie 75.
So, Krishna inspired him to come to Austin, where I was living.
Ir Krishna įkvėpė jį atvykti į tą vietą, kur jisai gyveno.
To see about opening a center in Austin.
Ir pasižiūrėti, kaip atsidaro šventykla ten Austin, tame mieste.
So when I met him, I realized that this is a very special person. And he told me about Prabhupada, I realized this Prabhupada must be the most amazing spiritual master. If he could create a disciple like Vishnujana Swami, what an amazing spiritual master he must be.
Ir koks jo dvasinis mokytojas turėjo būti.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to give this Hare Krishna a try.
Ir aš pagalvojau, aš paliksiu tada šitą Hare Krishna, kurią aš...
I'll try chanting, I'll try following the principles, and see, this is an experiment.
Aš pamėginsiu kartoti, sekti principais, tiesiog padaryti tai kaip...
I wasn't going to commit myself. Just tried as an experiment only. So I moved into the ashram. And the devotees were trying to say, you know, you should surrender and become a disciple. I was saying, no, I'll just be a devotee of Krishna. I won't become a disciple of
Prabhupada.
But then the devotees showed me, they said, but Krishna says here in the Bhagavad Gita that you have to surrender to the spiritual master. So how you can be a devotee of Krishna without accepting Guru? If you don't accept Guru, you're not a devotee of Krishna. Well, I was defeated philosophically. But was I going to surrender? No way. But then one day, we had gotten this beautiful, it was a 33 and a third vinyl record album called the Radha Krishna Temple.
Tačiau vieną dieną mes gavome šitą nuostabų įrašą, vadinamą Radha Krishna Temple šventyklą.
And you made one track you're very familiar with, the Govindam Prayers, Govindam Adi Purusham.
Tai yra tas įrašas, kur mes kiekvieną rytą klausomės, Govindam Adi Purusham.
That is from that record.
Tai yra iš tos plokštelės.
But there was another track on that record following Govindam Adi Purusham. This was the London devotees singing Gurvastakam prayers. Samsara davana lalita loka tranayakar yunyaganaganadvam praptasya kalyana gunanavasya Vande Guru Shri Chatanaravindam. So, one morning, I was vacuuming the rug in the temple room. This is my daily service. And I was hearing these devotees singing the Prabhupada, you see. And I was realizing, this is a love an amazing feeling of love they have for Srila
Prabhupada.
I have never experienced in my life that kind of love. I could realize that that love they were feeling for Prabhupada was very, very sweet. And you know what happened? I developed a strong desire to also taste that love. So, as soon as I developed the desire to taste that love for
Prabhupada,
I immediately thought, wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Srila
Prabhupada?
As soon as I thought that, the tears were coming down my face. And I knew that was it. I'm going to surrender to Prabhupada. Because I wanted to taste that love. As long as I'm not surrendered, I cannot taste that love, you see. But when I am surrendered to the spiritual master, then I can taste that love. So that's how I became a devotee, you see. At that moment, I accepted Prabhupada into my heart as my eternal spiritual master. Of course, then I had to wait for the 6-month rule for getting initiated. I had to wait. Now, you asked about what my parents' reaction were. My parents were actually relieved when I became a devotee. Because I had been, I adopted life of a musician, a countercultural musician, hippie musician. So they were quite relieved when I became a devotee, actually. They were happy I became a devotee. In fact, they came to my initiation ceremony.
And, the
mayor of our city, Austin, the state capital is Austin, Texas. And the mayor of our city attended my initiation ceremony. My father was very impressed. Oh, the mayor has come for my son's initiation ceremony. So they were very impressed, actually. The mayor had come, and my son had. It was very impressive for them to see I became initiated, the mayor had come to attend my initiation. So in this way, there was my parents, especially my father, appreciated my Krishna
consciousness.
Does anybody have any question? Yeah.
Что вас больше всего вдохновило вот предаться Шриле Прабхупаде? Что в нем?
Kas jūs įkvėpė Šrilą Prabhupādu labiausiai, kad atsiduoti, whatever inspired you most. Whatever inspired you most to surrender to Prabhupada, to Srila Prabhupada?
I wanted to taste the nectar. I could see the devotees are tasting the nectar and I'm not. They have something called Prabhupada Prem that I don't have. They are relishing Prabhupada Prem, but I am not. So I must also relish that Prabhupada by surrendering to Prabhupada. So there's a special taste, and when you surrender to the spiritual master, there's a very special taste. That love you feel for your guru is a very special thing. Is better than any love of this material world. That love you feel for your spiritual master, that will carry you over the cycle, over the material ocean, back to Krishna's abode.
ta meilė, kurią jūs turite savo gūrų, jį jūs nuves per šį vandenyną materialų iki dvasinio pasaulio.
Therefore, Krishna says, you must have a guru.
Todėl Krishna sako, jūs turite turėti gūrų.
He tells Arjuna in the Adi Purana,
jis sako Arjuna Adi Puranai,
yei mei bhakta jana parata, na mei bhakta stache janaha. Mad bhaktanam chiye bhaktas, te mei bhakta tamamata. He says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na mei bhaktas, he's not my devotee.
Mano brangus Arjuna, tas, kuris sako, kad jis yra mano atsidavęs, jis nėra mano atsidavęs.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So you want to be a devotee of Krishna? Then you have to find a devotee of Krishna to whom you can fully surrender yourself to. Without any hesitation, without any reservation, complete total surrender. That is the bona fide spiritual master. When you find your guru and you surrender to him, then you go to your Krishna consciousness goes to a much higher, goes to a very, very higher level.
Okay, you surrender to guru, you are surrendered to the Krishna samanya, you perauga į kitą, visiškai kitą lygį.
Therefore, all of you should find a spiritual master and surrender to him. We, the many gurus have come. I am initiating disciples. Many other gurus are here. You should hear all the gurus. Serve all the gurus. And then see how Krishna guides you, which one you should accept as your Diksha guru. Any other question? Yes.
Какую роль играет ваша жена в преданном служении и как вы с ней познакомились?
О, чей клаусимас. Jūsų žmona kokią rolę turi atsidėjimo tarnyboje ir kaip jūs su ją susipažinote? The question is, whatever role your wife has in your devotional service and how you met together?
This is my, for those of you know, this is my wife here, Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi. Her grace, Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi. The scriptures describe that the wife is like a fortress.
Šventrašėje aprašo, kad žmona yra sėkmė.
She protects the husband.
Ji apsaugo vyrą.
And his Krishna, she protects him from the influence of the material nature. So actually, our marriage was arranged marriage by our GBC. It wasn't one of those Western romance marriages. Actually, the Vedic system of arranged marriage is very good.
Iš tikrųjų, vedinė kultūra, kai yra surengiamas vedybos, yra labai gerai.
If you base your marriage on sense attraction, after some time your senses will no longer be attracted.
Jeigu jūs savo vedybos remiatės jausmų patraukimo, tuomet po kurio laiko jausmai jie taip nebus patraukti.
So, do not base marriage on sense attraction.
Tuomet vedybos neremkite tik jo juslinių patritų
patraukimo. Base marriage on duty.
Paremkite vedybas pareiga.
A duty in the service of Guru and Krishna.
Pareiga tarnyboje Guru ir Krishna.
If you base your marriage on that duty to service of Guru and Krishna, then your marriage will never break, and that marriage will help you go back to Godhead.
Ir jeigu jūs paremsite ją tarnybą Guru ir Krishna, tuomet jūsų vedybos jos nebus skirybų ir jūs grįžite atgal dvasinį pasaulį.
Any other question?
Kokie kiti klausimai?
Ar yra amžiaus riba norint gauti iniciaciją?
Ar yra? Is there any age from which it is possible to get initiation? From which age is it possible to get initiation?
Does GBC have any rule? I don't know. I think I don't remember. I know that young boys, Prabhupada accepted even a young boy, Dwarkadish Das. I don't know if there's any rule
according to Shastra, is at age of
12. Age of 12. 12 is a good number.
Aš žinau, kad Šila Prabhupada Dvarakadiša Dasa priėmė dar visai berniukų.
How many of you children are 12 years or higher in age? 12 years. Who's under 12 right now? Who's less than 12? Okay, we got 1, 2. You're under 12, huh? Only 3 are under 12. Okay, so everybody else can be serious about thinking about getting initiated. 12 is a good age. But you can be planning, even if you're not 12 yet, you can still be planning. Well, when I hit 12... Any other questions? Questions, ma'am? Yes.
Таким образом, в таком воздушном браке, где служение Гуру и Кришне решаются материальные вопросы, необходимые для материального тела, проживания.
Кабу, может быть, я чуть-чуть скажу, что ну, тут для подростков в основном все вопросы, чтобы как бы им приоритет, но
даже
просто...
Для того, чтобы... Каким образом, перефразирую, каким образом в таком браке, как вот Гуру сказал, в котором есть служение Гуру и Кришне, решаются вопросы, где нужно зарабатывать деньги, чтобы содержать, нести ответственность за семью, за жену, за жизнь.
He asks, but I said to him that mainly it is for teenagers, no questions and so on, but he asked that how in such marriage to earn money and to perform another duties, how it can be related and with spiritual also.
Okay. How executing material duties in married life can be related with Krishna consciousness. This is explained by Bhaktivedanta Thakur. He says, I am not working to maintain my household, I am working to maintain Krishna's household. So if you see, my wife is the property of Krishna, she is not my property, she is Krishna's property. My children are the property of Krishna. My whatever money I have, that belongs to Krishna. My house, my car, everything I own, it is Krishna's property. Therefore, I engage all of it in his service. If you will do your grihastha duties in that mood, then that is pure bhakti. There's no need to take sannyas. If you fully dovetail yourself as a householder in Krishna's service. But you have to strictly follow our principles. Especially for a householder, no illicit sex. One has to be very careful. Sex is only for procreation. It's not for recreation.
Yeah.
Any other question? Yeah.
Когда мы полагаемся на Господа, что Господь устроит, или где границы, где наша безответственность?
И класс, это такой класс, мы, когда мы, ну, отдаём Вешпачу, куда есть та риба, как отдавимас, когда мы отдаём Вешпачу, и мусу, ну, visiškai, ну, atvirkščiai tas neigiamas tas toksai, kad mes kaip nežinia kas, ką? Neatsakingumas, jo buvo būtent tas dėmesio neatsakingumas. She's questioning, her question is, where is the difference when we devote yourself to Krishna between your devotion and that when you are, no, how to say nonsense, that you are just,
irresponsible.
When you are become just unresponsible. irresponsible.
What's the difference between
between devotion and
irresponsibility?
Yes.
Who was asked this question?
Because
Bhakti Lata. Okay, yeah, that's right. So, it's the difference is being responsible and being irresponsible.
Skirtumas tai yra būti atsakingu ir neatsakingu.
So responsible means I'm doing what I need to do to satisfy Krishna.
Taigi atsakingas tai reiškia, aš darau tam, kad patenkinti Krishna.
Irresponsible means I'm serving my senses instead of serving Krishna.
O neatsakingas tai reiškia, aš tarnauju savo jausmams, kad juos patenkinti pradžioje.
So, indriya seva, or serving my senses, is what has entangled me in this material life for millions and millions of births.
Ir tarnavimas savo jausmams yra tai, kas mane čia paliko daugelį milijonų metų.
So, irresponsibility means death.
Ir neatsakingumas tai reiškia mirtis.
And serving Krishna means eternal life.
Ir tarnauti Krishna tai reiškia amžinas gyvenimas.
No more death.
Daugiau jokios,
so that is the difference, basically.
Taigi, toks yra skirtumas.
Eternal means eternal existence.
Tai reiškia amžinas buvimas.
When I'm responsibly serving Krishna.
Kai aš atsakingai tarnauju Krishna.
And when I'm not serving Krishna, that is worse than death.
Ir kai aš netarnauju Krishna, tai yra blogiau kaip mirtis.
That is the difference.
Ну, чтобы поехать на фестиваль, конечно. Я поехала на фестиваль, я должна была получить визу, я опоздала в консульство, и консульство закрылось. И потом мне пришлось молить Господа, чтобы консул выдал мне визу, чтобы я поехала на фестиваль. Это вот моя безответственность или мое предание Господу, как это осмотреть?
Окей. Kai reikėjo atvykti į festivalį, tai užsidarė ambasadą man prieš pat, aš pavėlavau ambasadą ir aš tada turėjau melstis, prašyti konsulą, kad jis man išduotų ten tą vizą. Taigi, ar čia yra mano tas neatsakingumas, ar vis dėl to atsidavimas? When I wanted to get here to this festival, when I wanted to get here to this festival, embassy was just closed. I was late to embassy, and then I had to pray to the ambassador that he would issue visa, and so is it devotion or just unresponsibility?
You prayed to the ambassador?
No.
Begged. No, that's.
She prayed to Krishna that.
Yeah, you begged the ambassador to give. No, that's that begging the ambassador. Of course, that's a little irresponsible to, you know, to neglect the closing hours to be. You're being irresponsible to neglect what are the closing hours of the embassy. That's being irresponsible.
Taigi, neatkreipti į dėmesį, kada užsidarys ambasada, tai yra neatsakingumas.
But to beg the ambassador, and that's being very responsible.
Tačiau prašyti ambasadorių, kad jis duotų vizą, tai yra atsakinga.
That you're giving special mercy to the ambassador.
Tada jūs duodate ypatingą malonę ambasadoriui.
You're asking him to make a special exception for you in Krishna's service.
Jūs prašote jam padaryti ypatingą išimtį jums tarnybai Krishnai.
So by giving you some kindness, he's getting some benefit from that, spiritual benefit.
Suteikdamas jums kažkokią tai tokį nuolaidą, jisai gauna taip pat dvasinį gėrį.
Man pomagai.
Any other question?
Kokie dar klausimai?
Тут видишь, что многие молодые девушки сидят, и такой вопрос возникает. Они все равно должны будут выйти замуж, а у брахмачари не хотят жениться. А как вот это решается вопрос?
Čia klausimas toksai, aš čia matau, kad čia daug jaunų merginų yra, kad visiems bus klausimas, kad joms reikia ištekėti, o brahmačariai jie atviršiai, jie nenori vesti. Tai kaip šie klausimai turėtų būti sprendžiami? I see there are many young girls and it will be a time when they will have to become married, but the brahmacharis, they don't want to get married. So how these questions are solved?
Prabhupada said, this is the dilemma.
Prabhupada pasakė, tai yra dilema.
I ask all the girls to get married.
Taigi, aš noriu, kad visos mano merginos būtų ištekėjusios.
And I encourage all the boys to stay brahmachari.
Ir aš įkvėpiu visus vaikinus pasilikti brahmachari.
But we can see that Krishna is very kind.
Tačiau mes galime matyti, kad Krishna labai.
Actually, Prabhupada also said this.
Prabhupada iš tikrųjų dar pasakė.
He said any girl who is chaste,
bet kuri mergina, kuri yra,
and who is a good cook,
kuri yra geras virėjas ir kuri.
I will personally arrange for her marriage.
Aš pats asmeniškai suruošiu.
So you should become very, very chaste girls. You see.
Taigi jūs turite būti skaičios merginos.
Not flirting with the boys, you see.
Ne, su vaikinais laisvai nesielgiančios.
And you should be very good cooks.
Ir turite būti labai geras virėjas.
And then Prabhupada arranged, you get first class husbands.
Ir tuomet Prabhupada surengė.
By Prabhupada's mercy, you get first class husbands. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada gave his word, so Prabhupada will arrange for you.
Taigi jūs turite priimti Prabhupada pažadėjo ir jūs tai įvyks.
Don't flirt with boys, be a very chaste girl and be a very good cook. And then Prabhupada will arrange a very first class husband for you. Any other question? Yeah.
Ви не могли бы пояснить, что значит целомудренная
женщина? Не галетумет паешкинти, как си раскайстумас в мергине. Could you explain whatever is chasteness to girls?
I already did. Don't flirt with boys.
Я уже сказал.
I said, don't play with boys.
Паша, хорошо.
Аж я позагал, как на жизнь, как с увекиной.
It's very simple then.
Labai paprastai.
The boys should be trying to see every girl as mother.
Vaikinai turėtų žiūrėti kiekvieną merginą kaip mamą.
They respect her just like mother, you see.
Ir gerbti visas kaip savo mamas.
And then the girls, she should see they are like sons.
O merginos turi žiūrėti į vaikinus kaip į savo sūnus.
In this way. Anything else?
Taigi, tokį būdų.
What is the most important in marriage?
Klausimas toksai, o kas gi svarbiausia yra vedybiniam gyvenime?
Važnė,
whatever is most important in marriage life?
Krishna consciousness.
Atsakymas Krishna sąmonė.
The husband and wife both have to serve together to please Krishna.
Vyras ir žmona turi abu tarnauti, kad patenkinti Krishna. Please. If one person is not interested, o ką daryti, kai vienas iš jų nėra suinteresuotas Krishna samne? Whatever to do when one person is not interested.
Well, the first thing is you have to be pure in your own practice.
Visų pirma, jūs turite būti tyri savo praktikoje.
Not if they want sense gratification, you indulge in it with them to satisfy them.
Jūs neturite užsiimti jausmų tenkinimu tam, kad pas save patenkinti.
You have to strictly follow the principles yourself.
Jūs turite griežtai sekti principais.
Even if your spouse is not a devotee, still you must follow strictly the principles.
Ir jeigu netgi jūsų vyras ar žmonė nėra atsidavusi, jūs patys turi būti atsidavusi.
And then you should be very kind to that spouse.
Ir tuomet Krishna bus labai maloningas.
Give them nice prasad.
Ir duokite puikų prasadą.
The most tasty, wonderful prasad, so they're totally satisfied by eating. And they say cooking is the way to a man's heart.
Ir sakoma, kad maistas tai yra kelias į vyro širdį.
So cook the most wonderful prasad, like from the heavenly planets, make it so wonderful.
Ypač nuostabų prasadą tokį kaip rojinėse planetose.
And then he will do whatever you say.
Ir tuomet jis viską darys dėl jūsų.
You can capture him by prasadam.
Jūs jį pagausite su prasadu.
And then you can make him a devotee, you see.
Ir tada jūs galėsite jį padaryti atsidavusį.
Okay, next time. Everyone satisfied now.
Panašu, kad visi patenkinti.
Everybody is happy.
Ar kiekvienas laimingas?
Anybody miserable?
Ar kas nors nukenčia?
No one's miserable. Everyone's happy. Everybody is ready to fully give their life to Krishna. Everybody ready to fully surrender to Krishna? Or not? All right.
When you are close, yes. When you are close, yes. We are ready.
When you are here, when you are here, we are ready.
But the spiritual master is always present. In the form of his instructions. Prabhupada said there's two forms of the spiritual master. Vani and Vapu. Vapu is his physical body. Vani, that's his instruction. So, he says of the two, the Vani form is more important. Because Vapu is sometimes here, sometimes not here.
Vapu gali būti, nu, kūnas gali būti kartais čia.
But Vani, that is always here.
Tačiau Vani visuomet yra čia.
So, if you will take the spiritual master in the form of Vani,
ir jeigu jūs priimsite savo mokytoją Vani pavidalu,
you will always feel his presence.
Jūs visuomet jausite jo buvimą.
Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, same thing.
Tas pats su Siksha Guru ir Diksha Guru.
You will feel how the spiritual master is present, how he is blessing me by his sangha. If you take his vani as your life and soul. And the vani of the Siksha Guru is the same vani as Diksha Guru. If he's giving a different vani than Diksha Guru, he is not Siksha Guru.
Jeigu jisai duoda skirtingus nurodymus nuo Diksha Guru, tuomet jis nėra Siksha Guru.
Siksha Guru means he's giving same vani as Diksha Guru.
Tai reiškia, kad jis duoda tą patį pamokymus kaip ir Diksha Guru.
So when you accept the vani, the Siksha Guru, you accept the presence of the Siksha Guru in the form of vani. Your Siksha Guru is present and your Diksha Guru is also present.
Ir kai jūs priimate pamokymus nuo Siksha Guru vani pavidalu, tuomet ir jūsų Diksha Guru taip pat.
So in this way, by taking that vani into your heart as your very life and soul, it's the same vani, but it's your Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru, it's the same vani.
Taigi nėra skirtumo, ar tai būtų Siksha Guru ar Diksha Guru, tai yra tas pats vani.
It is Krishna vani ultimately.
Tai yra Krishna vani.
Delivered by Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru.
Taigi gyventi kartu su Diksha Guru ir Siksha Guru.
If you will take that Krishna vani delivered by Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru into your heart as your very life and soul,
taigi pamokymo, kurie yra duodami Siksha Guru ar Diksha Guru,
then you'll always feel how Krishna is present.
Ir jeigu jūs jos širdį turėsite visą
laiką. Srila Prabhupada is present.
Buvimą Prabhupadas buvimą.
How Diksha Guru is present.
Savo Diksha Guru buvimą.
And Siksha Guru is present. You will feel how they are all present.
Jūs visus jos jausite.
And you'll never have any anxiety.
Ir jūs neturėsite daugiau rūpesčių.
And Krishna will guide you perfectly how to do everything in your life.
Krishna tobulai jūs jumis vadovaus.
This process works. If you work this process, you will have amazing miraculous results.
Ir jeigu jūs šiuo procesu vadovausitės, jūs turėsite nuostabius rezultatus.
You'll be swimming in an ocean of transcendental bliss.
Jūs tiesiog plauksite transcendentinės palaimos vandenyje.
All of eternity.
Ir amžinybėje.
You will no longer see birth and death.
Ir daugiau nematysite gimimo ir mirties.
You will see Krishna eternally.
Ir tik matysite Krishna.
Premandana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hidayeshu valoka yanti yang shama shunjaram achintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Did you know Krishna is present before you right now?
Ar jūs žinojate apie Krishnas buvimą iki šiol?
Beautiful Shama Sundar with his flute.
Puikus Shama Sundara su savo fleita.
He's present in front of you right now.
Jis yra dabar prieš jūs.
But you cannot see him.
Bet jūs negalite jį matyti.
Because your eyes are covered by lust.
Kadangi jūsų akis yra uždengtos geismo.
By anger.
Pykčio.
By greed.
Godumo.
By madness.
Beprotybės.
By illusion.
Iliuzijos.
And by envy.
Ir pavydo.
So the spiritual master, he gives you vani to pull open the curtain.
Ir dvasinis mokytas duoda jums vani nurodymus tam, kad
so you can see Krishna at every minute.
Ir kadangi jis mato Krishna kiekvieną.
That is the spiritual master.
Ir tai yra dvasinis mokytas.
The one who opens the curtain.
Tai yra tas, kuris tas užuolaidas prieš jūs atidaro.
So you can see Krishna.
Ir kad jūs galėtumėt pamatyti Krishna.
That is Guru. Any other question?
They said just that soul Krishna is here. There was thunderbolt.
Yes, that is a manifestation of Krishna here. Yes, thunderbolt is a Krishna manifestation of Krishna.
Žaibas griaustinis tai yra Krishnas apsireiškimas.
But it's not the original form.
Tačiau tai nėra pirminis Krishnos pavidalas.
Everyone can see thunderbolt.
Kiekvienas gali matyti žaibą danguje.
But only the pure devotee can see Krishna in his original form.
Tačiau tik tai tyras atsidavęs gali matyti Krishna jo pirminiame pavidale.
Any other question?
Kokie kiti klausimai?
Question?
No.
No question. Do you know Krishna orders in the Bhagavad Gita?
Ah,
here's a question.
Her question is about eternal life on the higher planet, in this material world, and in spiritual world. Is it possible after that return here?
When you go to the spiritual world, is it possible to come back? That the question?
She doesn't make difference between the planets of demigods and between the spiritual world. So
the big asks, difference.
Yes, but she
the demigods' planets are destroyed when Mahavishnu inhales.
Taigi skirtumas tarp rojinių planetų ir dvasinio pasaulio yra, kad pusdievių planetos jos yra sunaikinamos, kai vyksta naikinimas šio pasaulio.
So what good is going to a higher planet?
Taigi kokia yra nauda nuvykti į tas aukštesnės rojinės planetas?
Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna paaiškina tai Bhagavad Gita.
A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartinarjuna Mam Upechita Konteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest planet.
Krishna paaiškina tai Bhagavad Gita ir posmas buvo pacituotas, kad nuo aukščiausių planetų iki žemiausių planetų.
All are places of misery.
Visos šitas vietos yra kančios vieta.
Wherein repeated birth and death take place.
Kadangi visur čia vyksta iš naujo gimimas ir mirtis.
But one who attains to my abode, a son of Kunti.
Tačiau tas, kuris pasiekia mano buveinę, o Kunti sūnau.
Punar janmani vidyate, he never takes breath again.
Punar janmani vidyate, jis daugiau negimsta.
So you may enjoy heavenly pleasures on the heavenly planet.
Taigi jūs galite džiaugtis rojinės džiaugsmais rojinėse planetose.
The men are very beautiful, the women are very beautiful.
Ten vyrai labai puikūs, moterys labai puikios.
They drink one wine called Somaras.
Jie geria vyną vadinamą Somarasa.
It's a divine elixir.
Ir tai yra dieviškasis eliksyras.
They have all kinds of heavenly pleasures.
Jie turi įvairiausių rūšių džiaugsmų.
But it's only temporary.
Tačiau tai yra laikina.
Then they have to come down again to the lower.
Tada jie vėl turi gimti žemėje.
So, if you go back to Krishna,
ir jeigu jūs grįžtate pas Krishna,
you never take birth again in this material world.
Tuomet jūs daugiau negimstate materialiame pasaulyje.
There you enjoy for all of eternity. The enjoyment on the heavenly planets is only temporary enjoyment. You enjoy for a little while and then everything is finished. So, would you rather enjoy eternally or temporarily?
Eternally.
Then you must go to Krishna. Don't think of going to the heavenly planets. You must go to Krishna.
Her question is it possible to get to Krishna from the earth, or is it necessary to get first to higher planets and on then to Krishna?
The best thing is to go from here.
Ir tai priklauso nuo jūsų.
Because in the higher planets, you can become carried away by the sense enjoyment. Sense gratification is 1,000 times better in the heavenly planets. So if you can imagine how much you could be distracted by that. So this earth planet is the best planet for self-realization. You can go from the heavenly planets back to Godhead. That's possible. But it's very, very difficult. That's why the demigods want to take birth on this planet. Because this is the very, very best place for going back to Godhead. So now you take full advantage of this life you have got. On this planet, become a pure devotee of Krishna. Any other question?
With time, it will get more and more difficult to be back to the which was going with development of thinking. Like all computers, all the stuff and everything develops, and it seems that material world is getting more powerful and it's more kind of stronger disillusion, and it's more difficult from if in time it will be more difficult to get out of this illusion in this earth, in this planet.
Čia klausimas toksai buvo tokia pastaba, kad vis dėlto viskas sudėtingėja, aplinkui mūsų kompiuteriai, sistemas, įvairiausia tai. Ir tai tampa, kad mūsų tai vis labiau užima dėmesį daugiau ir daugiau ir daugiau. Ir kad taigi ta pastaba buvo, o kaipgi mums tada dvasiškai tabulėti, kaip viskas tampa sudėtingiau. So her question was, maybe remark that everything becomes more complicated. Computer systems around us, everything material that's surrounding. And so it becomes more and more difficult to devote yourself to Krishna.
Depends how you take it. If you will take the difficulties of the material nature,
taigi viskas priklauso nuo to, mes turime tos sunkumus materialaus pasaulio, juos panaudoti
as the special blessing of Krishna to help you fully surrender to him, then they will be very favorable for your Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada actually says, without material misery, we cannot come to Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada iš tikrųjų sako, kad be materialių kančių mes negalime sugrįžti pas Krishna.
So you have to see the material miseries as Krishna's special blessing to help you realize there's no choice for my happiness except to surrender to Krishna.
Taigi jūs turite matyti tas materialias kančias kaip ypatinga Krishna's malonė, kad atsiduoti, reiškia.
Don't be disturbed by the suffering condition.
Niekas negali būti tos materialios kančios, jis negali pradingti.
Be grateful that Krishna has made you aware of how miserable this material existence is.
Būkite dėkinga, kad Krishna padarė taip, kad šis materialus pasaulis aplinkui mus suteikia tiek daug kančių.
Thank you, Krishna.
Taigi turim sakyti ačiū Krishna.
That's the way a devotee tolerate suffering.
Taigi tai yra tokiu būdu atsidavęs toleruoja kančias.
And therefore, he doesn't suffer. He feels the loving mercy of Krishna showering upon him at every minute.
Jis jaučia, kad Krishnos malonė kiekvieną akimirką ant jo liejasi.
So if you practice this art of transcendental meditation,
taigi jūs turite praktikuoti tokiu būdu meditaciją.
Seeing everything as Krishna's blessing.
Matyti viską kaip Krishna's malonė.
You become very peaceful, very happy and very, very strong in Krishna consciousness.
Ir tapti labai ramia, labai palaima riešta Krishna sąmonė.
Yes.
I was saying to her question about going, is it easier from going to Krishna Loka from heavenly planets or from here? Even the demigods are thinking of coming down to earthly planet to go.
I mentioned that, yes.
Čia dar pastaba buvo dėl to klausimo, reiškia, dėl turonių planetų, nu, kaip sakykime, tai pastaba, kad netgi pusdieviai jie meldžiasi gimti čia žemėje, tam, kad iš žemės būtent jie galėtų grįžti į dvasinį pasaulį.
Yeah, the demigods want to come here. So they can join the Hare Krishna movement. Who knows how many demigods have already joined? That devotee sitting next to you might be a demigod who took birth to become a member of ISKCON. Okay. Yeah.
O kokie yra santykiai tarp dvasinio mokytojo ir mokinių gyvenimas iš gyvenimo? Jeigu aš šiame gyvenime nenukeliauju pas Krišną, ar kitame gyvenime turėsiu tą patį dvasinį? Koks yra ryšys?
Her question is, whatever our relationship between disciple and spiritual master. For example, if a disciple in this lifetime will not be returned to Krishna, then what will be in the next life? Will he again meet the same spiritual master?
It's an interesting question.
Tai yra įdomus klausimas.
Prabhupada actually said that if the disciple does not succeed in going back to Godhead, the spiritual master would take birth again to rescue that disciple.
Srila Prabhupada pasakė, kad jeigu dvasinis mokinys šiame gyvenime negrįžta atgal pas Krišną, tuomet dvasinis mokytojas gimsta iš naujo.
That's one thing we know.
Tai yra vienas dalykas.
And if you also look in the introductory page of the Srimad Bhagavatam,
ir taip pat, jeigu jūs pasižiūrėsite į įvadą Srimad Bhagavatam,
Krishna says the spiritual master lives forever by his divine instructions and the disciple lives with him.
Ir ten sakoma, kad dvasinis mokytojas visuomet gyvena savo nurodymuose ir mokinys tokiu būdu irgi gyvena su juo.
So your Diksha Guru, that's an eternal relationship beyond this body.
Ir jūsų Diksha Guru tai yra amžini santykiai nesusiję su šiuo kūnu.
And if you don't go back to Godhead, he will take birth again to save you.
Ir jeigu jūs negrįžti pas Krišną, jisai gims iš
naujo. How he will manifest to you, Prabhupada didn't say, but I know him.
Kaip jis save apreikš, Prabhupada to nesako, aš nežinau.
So as long as you're sincere in your attempt to become a devotee, the spiritual master will stay with you for all of eternity in this material world until you go back to Godhead.
Ir pakol jūs esate rimti savo pastangose, dvasinis mokytojas, jis amžinai bus kartu su jumis čia materialiame pasaulyje.
That much I know from my Prabhupada.
Tai yra tai, ką aš skaičiau pas Šrilą Prabhupadą.
But don't find out the hard way.
Tačiau negalvokite, kad tai yra sunkus kelias.
You make your life perfect now and you go back to Godhead.
Padarykite šį gyvenimą dabar tobulą ir grįžkite.
Soon you'll be my initiated disciple.
Ir jūs esate mano inicijuota mokinė.
So you become very, very fixed in your service.
Tapkite labai griežta savo tarnyboje.
Very, very fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Labai, labai griežta Krishna sąmonėje.
So you don't have to force me to take birth again.
Ir tada jūs neturėsite gimti iš naujo.
We can be together eternally in Goloka Vrindavan.
Ir galėsite būti amžinai Goloka Vrindavane. Klausimas čia buvo toksai, ar tai yra vienintelis kelias sugrįžti pas Krišną, nu, sakykime, kai pasidausi, ar galima ir kitais keliais, sakykime, kaip per Jėzus Kristų. The question was, is it the only way to return to Krishna, to be as devotee of Krishna, or there is another way, for example, to be Christian, for example, and also return to the Lord?
Actually, God is one.
Iš tikrųjų, Dievas yra vienas.
Whether you... Lord Jesus was also a Vaishnava.
Jėzus Kristus taip pat buvo Vaishnava.
So there's only one path, that's the path of love of God.
Kadangi tai yra tik tai vienas kelias, meilės Dievui kelias.
Different religions, that is the invention of man.
Ir skirtingos religijos, tai yra žmonių išgalvojimas.
God has given one religion.
Dievas davė tik vieną religiją.
That is to become a pure devotee.
Tai tapti tyru atsidavusiu.
Whether you chant hallelujah or you chant Hare Krishna, That's not as important as developing pure love for God. That's the important thing.
Ar jūs dainuojate Aleliuja ar Hare Krishna, tai nėra tiek svarbu. Svarbu yra jūsų meilė Viešpačiui.
One of my students, he's a Muslim.
Vienas mano mokinys yra musulmonas.
He chants the name of God. He chants the name of Allah.
Jis kartoja Alacho vardus.
He is my student, but he chants Allah's name.
Jis yra mano mokinys, tačiau
he's not initiated.
Alacho vardus, jis nėra inicijuotas.
He's actually a disciple of a Sufi.
Iš tikrųjų, jis yra mokinys.
Who's departed from this world. Sufi is a type of Muslim.
Sufi tai yra tam tikra musulmonų rūšis.
But he's very inspired by my preaching and he takes lessons from me.
Tačiau jis yra įkvėptas mano pamokslavimo, klauso mano paskaitas.
So I never tell him that you can't chant Allah, you have to chant Krishna.
Ir aš jam niekuomet nesakiau, kad nekartok Alacho vardus, kartok Hare Krishna.
If they will give up their sinful life of eating meat, having illicit sex, getting intoxication and gambling, and they will chant the holy name of God.
Aš jam pasakiau, kad tu turi paprasčiausiai atsisakyti mėsos valgymo, intoksikacijų, neleistinų lytinių santykių.
Whether it's Allah or Krishna, Buddha,
nėra skirtumo ar to Alacho vardus kartosi.
They will become pure.
Tu tapsi tyras.
Simply to give up their sinful life and chant the holy name of God.
Tu turi palikti nuodėmingą gyvenimą ir kartoti Viešpaties
vardą. We never say that only by chanting Hare Krishna.
Aš niekuomet nesakiau, kad tik kartojant Hare Krishna.
There are millions of names. Lord Chaitanya said.
Yra milijonai vardų.
With following four religious principles and chanting.
Yes, they should eat prasad, food offered to God.
Ir kad turi valgyti prasadą, maistą pasiūlytą Viešpačiui.
Sanctified food. Yeah.
And if your as a student is not initiated, does it mean that he lose the grace of having a teacher?
Ir jeigu tas mokinys nėra inicijuotas, ar tai reiškia, kad jisai praranda tą malonę turėti mokytoją? Nu, kaip
jeigu jisai grįžta į gyvenimą. In the case that he is back for material.
For example, that student, your student, if he isn't initiated, doesn't mean that he loses the blessings of his spiritual master. In the case that for example, in this life, if he will not return to spiritual world, what?
That's
about?
An interesting question. I've never met him personally. He's only written me. When it comes to the whole thing of diksha, that's another thing. I know. I do know in this connection there is one Christian minister who's an initiated ISKCON devotee now.
Aš žinau, kad yra vienas krikščionis, kuris yra vienas kunigas, kuris dabar yra inicijuotas kaip pasidavęs.
Do you have the church called Baptist Church here in Lithuania?
Ar jūs turite šiandien baptistų bažnyčias?
Yeah, he's a Baptist Christian.
Jis yra baptistas krikščionis.
And he's a minister. He's a Baptist minister.
Ir jis yra baptistų ministras netgi.
But he read Prabhupada's books and he said, this is better than what I was taught in the Christian seminary.
Ir aš skaičiau knygose, kad tai yra.
So he become initiated devotee of our movement now.
Taigi jisai tapo inicijuotas atsidavusiu mūsų judėjimui.
But the church, they still call him Reverend Rees.
Tačiau ta bažnyčia iki šiol dar vadinasi, nu, ten kažkoks pavadinimas.
So he's still keeping himself as a Christian reverend.
Jis iki šiol yra kaip krikščionis elgiasi.
In the public, but at home he's a Hare Krishna devotee.
Ir jis taip elgiasi visuomenėje.
He goes to the temple, he's a Hare Krishna devotee.
Ir jisai nuolankus Hare Krishna atsidavęs.
But for his livelihood, he's a Christian minister.
Tačiau pragyvenimas, kaip lėšos pragyvenimui, tai yra tai, kad jisai kunigas baptistų šventykloje.
So he will definitely go back to Godhead if he strictly follows his spiritual master, he'll definitely go back to Godhead.
Ir jeigu jisai griežtai seks savo dvasinį mokytoją,
even though he's a Christian minister.
Be abejo, grįš atgal pas Krishna, nors ir bus krikščionių šventikos. Čia klausimas toksai, o čia filosofinis, jo, kiekgi didelė yra Viešpaties malonė. The question is, how big is the grace of God?
How big
is the grace of God?
I can't stretch my arms far enough.
Aš negaliu savo rankas išskėsti daugiau.
It's so big you can't ever measure it.
Tai yra tie tokie didelė, kad jūs net negalite to pamatuoti.
The grace of God is immeasurable.
Viešpaties malonė yra neišmatuojama.
It's inconceivable.
Net nesuvokiama.
So why so little people get it? So why very little people get it?
Also
why?
Ah, ir klausimas, o kodėlgi tiek mažai žmonių jie gauna? Why so little people get that mercy?
Everyone's getting the mercy.
Kiekvienas gauna tą malonę.
But they're closing their eyes.
Tačiau jie uždaro savo akis.
The rain is falling on everybody.
Lietus krenta ant kiekvieno.
They're putting umbrellas so they don't get wet.
Jie laiko lietsargius.
The umbrella of materialism. The rain of God's mercy is falling on everyone.
Viešpaties malonė krenta ant kiekvieno.
Some are taking it and some are not taking it.
Kai kas ją priima, kai kas ne.
Everyone is getting the mercy.
Kiekvienas turi ją priimti.
They're not taking it, that's a problem.
Tačiau nepriima kiekvienas ir tame taip yra.
What is the biggest that we have
experienced? Yes, yes. Matai, čia šiek tiek yra, nu kaip vaikams, nu pagrindė, nu ta prasme.
You say that Krishna is thunder, so if people die of thunder, it means maybe that it's good because Krishna is thunder and.
Сказали, что Кришна молния, а вот молния убивает человека.
Это хорошо. Кришна убил человека. Если жаба сужмуша, речка жмога, тогда это и. Visi girdėjo klausimą, kad reiškia, jeigu Krišna yra žaibas ir žaibas trenkia, nu kažką, tai kaip ir pasiema Krišna pas save, tai kaip ir gerai, jo.
The question was that Krishna is the thunderbolt, and if thunderbolt hits somebody, then Krishna takes that person, then it's okay.
Krishna can't do anything. Actually, someone who's hit by a thunderbolt... They're burning off the reaction from previous sinful activities.
Krishna gali paimti kiekvieną, bet iš tikrųjų, kai žaibas trenka į žmogų, jisai gauna reakciją, savo nuodėmingas reakcijas iš praeito gyvenimo.
They're becoming free from previous sins by getting hit by a thunderbolt.
Tam, kad išsivaduoti iš tų nuodėmių, kurias jis anksčiau turi.
Any suffering of this material world means I'm burning off the reaction from previous sinful activities.
Bet kuri kančia materialiame pasaulyje, kuri yra, tai reiškia, kad aš degu nuo pasekmių iš praeities.
Anything. So one has to not be resentful of one's material sufferings.
Ir tokiu būdu mes turime tas materialias kančias, nu, tai priimti.
One should be grateful to God for giving you the suffering condition.
Ir žmogus turi būti iš tikrųjų dėmingas už tai, kad...
And intelligently give up sinful activities and surrender to the Supreme Lord, so one will not have to undergo further sinful reactions.
Ir žmogus turi atsisakyti savo nuodėmingos veiklos tam, kad jam nereikėtų kentėti nuo jos ir kad galėtų tada atsiduoti.
Did that answer your question?
Ar tai atsako jūsų klausimą? Tai klausimas yra toksai, o kodėl yra svarbu gauti vaikišką dvasinį vardą? Nu, galbūt kartais dvasinis mokytojas duoda vaikams dvasinį vardą, pakol dar, nu, dar sakykim, tą netikrą. The question is, why is it necessary to get a childish spiritual name, no, in the as child?
The child should be given every opportunity to remember God, to remember Krishna. So the parents would naturally give their child a name which is reminds them of Krishna consciousness.
Kodėl duodamas tas vardas? Tam, kad vaikas galėtų prisiminti, taip pat, kad jis taip pat galėtų prisiminti viešpatį ir kad, nu,
The child is constantly associating with their name.
Vaikas pastovi bendrauja su savo vardu.
Every time you call the child, you're...
Kiekvieną kartą, kai jūs kviečiate vaiką.
So why not give the child a name related with Krishna?
Todėl, kodėl neduoti jam vardą, kuris būtų susijęs su Krishna?
If you give the child a mundane name, the child is missing an opportunity to be reminded of Krishna.
Jeigu jūs duodate jam paprastą vardą, jisai praranda tą galimybę prisiminti Krishna.
Again and again and again.
Vėl ir vėl jis praranda tą galimybę.
Even if a child has a spiritual name, even when they go to school, everybody will be chanting a spiritual name in school.
Ir jeigu jis turi dvasinį vardą ir eina į mokyklą, tai kiekvienas kartos tą dvasinį vardą.
It's like my disciple in the U.S.
Kaip mano mokinys Amerikoje.
When his son was being born, he asked me to give the son a name. He made the legal name of the son, Kirtan. That's his legal name. So in the school, the teacher says, Kirtan. The schoolmates say, Kirtan. Everyone's saying, Kirtan, 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 Kirtan. You see? So in this way, it's actually giving these spiritual names of Vedigar. We can make a revolution just by giving spiritual names to
everyone.
We're bringing a new culture.
Vaishnava
culture.
Vaishnava culture.
Yeah.
The legal name is different, but if just a child name on the side is there,
yeah.
Not as a legal.
Well, if you've given a mundane legal name, then a child's spiritual name can be given. That's also good.
Taigi, nu,
how that benefits?
Čia buvo klausimas. Nu,
How that benefits?
Because the child, if the child is given a spiritual child name and it's never used, there's no benefit. But if you use that name by calling the child by that name, then there's great benefit.
Čia, nu, čia buvo šiek tiek toks pokalbis, vis dėlto kaip vaikas, nu, tarp jo paprasto vardo ir to dvasinio, sakykime, tai mokytas vis viena sakė, kad jeigu vaikas tą dvasinį vardą turi, tai jis gauna malonę, tiesiog ir jis ir jo draugai gauna.
Because every time you call the child, remember the child, just the name has spiritual potency, so that remembrance of that name brings Krishna consciousness.
Ir kiekvieną kartą, kai jūs kviečiate tą vaiką, jisai turi dvasinę potenciją, ir kai prisimenamas tas vardas, tai turi ypatingą gėrį.
We see sometimes, it's not only the child name, even the initiated name, people don't call initiated name, they call their karmic names, even the devotees among the adults.
That's a whole other issue.
No, what I'm saying, so what is the benefit?
The benefit of what?
Getting the name.
If the name is not used,
čia klausimas buvo toks, kad kartais
there's no benefit.
Kartais būna tai, kad suaugusi netgi atsidavusi, jie turi, nu, kaip dvasinius vardus, bet vėliau vieni kitus kreipiasi, nu, paprastais tais vardais. Ir tada klausimas, tai kokia tada prasmė iš to, kad iš dvasinio vardą.
When you get initiated, that's your new name. You've given up the old name, and that's your new name.
Kai jūs tapote inicijuoti, tai yra jūsų naujas vardas. Jūs palikote seną vardą ir turite naudojate naują vardą.
You have to train all your friends and your relatives. This is my name now.
Jūs turite savo visus draugus ir pažįstamus išmokyti. Mano vardas pasikeitė. Dabar jis yra toks ir toks.
O jeigu grįžtant į tą, nu, pas Krišną, tai mažėja sielų, kaip išėjau, ar dar padaugėja, ta prasme, iš naujo atsiranda, ar ne?
Her question is about the same topic. When somebody returns to Krishna, then there becomes less souls, or is the
less?
Amount... No, less quantity of souls here in material world, or the quantity becomes higher?
This material world is like a bus station.
Šis materialus pasaulis yra tarytum autobusų stotelė.
Even though so many people are going out, so many people are coming in also.
Nors daugybė žmonių iš tos stotelės išvyksta, lygiai taip pat daug žmonių vėl atvyksta ją.
So the bus station is always filled with people. Even though so many people are going out, there's so many people coming in.
Autobusų sustojimas visuomet pilnas žmonių. Vieni išvažiavo, kiti atvažiavo.
Bet jeigu iš Krišnos nebegrįžta, tai kaip jie grįžta?
Her question is, if nobody returns from Krishna, so how this bus station becomes filled again?
Because they're falling from the spiritual world?
Todėl, kad jie krenta iš dvasinio pasaulio. I may maybe about effulgence, maybe explain about effulgence, that they fall from effulgence from spiritual world, but not from those eternal relationships, because her question
no,
was...
No, this is an important point now to come out. Huh?
So many living entities in the material world, which are more in number than human beings.
But no, you're jumping the point. Yeah. There's a misunderstanding here. The Prabhupada clearly states in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, the living entities, and also in other places as well, the living entity is originally in the pastimes of Krishna.
Čia dabar, jeigu taip kalbėti, tai Šrila Prabhupada ketvirtoje giesmėje paaiškina, kad gyvoji esybė jį amžinai yra Krishna žaidimuose.
Prabhupada stated directly in the fourth canon, the living entity's original home is with Krishna in the spiritual realm.
Ir Šrila Prabhupada sako, kad gyvosios esybės amžinieji namai yra kartu su Krishna dvasiniame pasaulyje. Jos pirminiai namai, sakykime.
Sometimes devotees have a misunderstanding that we were never with Krishna originally, but that's a misunderstanding.
Ir kai kurie atsidavusiai kartais klaidingai supranta, kad mes niekuomet nebuvome su Krishna kartu, bet tai yra neteisingai.
Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness is in his Hare Krishna mantra address.
Ir Šrila Prabhupada sako, kad Krishna sąmonė, kurią Hare Krishna mantroje mes kreipiamės.
He explains that Krishna consciousness is the original natural energy of the living entity.
Ir jis paaiškina, kad Krishna sąmonė tai yra pirminė natūrali gyvosios esybės energija.
It's not that we originated in the Brahma Jyoti or in some other place. We are originally with Krishna in the spiritual world.
Tai nėra taip, kad mes pradžioje buvome dvasiniam švietėjime, dvasiniam pasaulyje, Brahma Jyoti. Ne, mes buvome žaidimuose su Krishna.
It's confirmed right there in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Tai yra parašyta Srimad Bhagavatam.
And also in the shlokas as well, the shastri
verses. Ir taip pat shlokose tai yra parašyta. So, maybe then the point, another would be how we felt, why we forgot.
How did we fall from the spiritual world?
Ir aš tada pasakiau, galbūt tada sekantis klausimas būtų, o kaipgi mes tada pamiršom ir kaip mes čia įsidūrėme?
It is misuse of independence.
Tai yra mūsų laisvos valios nepriklausomybės blogas panaudojimas.
As described by Lord Chaitanya, he says, Jivera Svarupahoi, Krishnera Nichidas, Krishnera Tatasta Shakti, Beda Beda Prakash. The living entity is, according to Lord Chaitanya, the eternal servant of Krishna, and he is also Tatasta Shakti.
Ir čia yra posmas, kuriame yra sakoma, kad yra gyvoji esybė yra amžina Krišnos tarnas ir taip pat yra Tatasta Shakti.
Tatasta Shakti means he has a position where he can see either the spiritual or the material side.
Tatasta Shakti reiškia, kad yra tokia padėti, kurį jį gali pasižiūrėti arba į dvasinį pasaulį, arba į materialų pasaulį.
Something like a dual citizenship.
Kažkas panašaus kaip, kaip pilietybė.
He has two passports.
Kaip dviguba pilietybė. Jį turi dviguba pasą.
He can be and try to enjoy independently in this material world, or he can be the servant of Krishna in the spiritual world.
Visiškai būti arba materialiame pasaulyje, turėti tą nepriklausomybę ir tiesiog būti pagal arba dvasiniam pasaulyje.
Even though he is spiritual energy and he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Nors jis yra dvasinė energija, yra Krishnos tarnas, tačiau turi tokį pasirinkimą.
He's also in the category of marginal energy or Tatasta Shakti.
Ir taip pat yra tarpiniai padėti Tatasta Shakti.
Which means he has a perspective where he can look either way.
Tai reiškia, kad jį gali žiūrėti arba į vieną pusę, arba į kitą.
Krishna Bahirmukha is described in the Prema Vivarta, how the living entity, when he turns away his face away from Krishna, Maya Devi gives him a strong slap and grabs a hold of him.
Ir aprašoma, kad kai tik tai gyvoji esybė nusprendžia savo veidą nukreipti nuo Krišnos, nusisukti, Maya Devi taip pat suduoda per veidą ir apkabina jį.
So in his original position, he's with Krishna.
Taigi, savo pirminiai padėti gyvoji esybė buvo su Krishna.
But because he has the option of either serving Krishna or trying to imitate Krishna.
Bet kadangi jis turi tą galimybę arba tarnauti Krishna arba ne.
Sometimes his curiosity gets the best of him. He tries being separate from Krishna.
Kartais jos tas susidomėjimas, smalsumas nuveda nuo Krishnas.
But he only try it once. He won't try it twice.
Tačiau tas įvyksta tik vieną kartą.
It's like a little boy, the mother said,
kaip kad mažas vaikas ir mama sako,
my dear son, whatever you do, do not stick your, they have a gas stove in the kitchen.
Kaip kad, pavyzdžiui, jie turi viryklę virtuvėje ir mama sako, tik nelįs prie jos.
Mother says, my dear boy, whatever you do, do not stick your hand in the fire.
Mama sako, mano mažasis vaikas, ką tu bedarytum, bet pirštą nekišk tą prie ugnies ten degančio.
So the little boy becomes very curious.
Ir mažas vaikas jam, jis tampa labai smalsus.
Why my mother says don't stick the hand in the fire?
Mama sako nekišk pirštą į tą ugnį.
That flame is very beautiful.
Ta ugnis yra tokia puiki.
I wonder what it's like.
Aš noriu paragauti, kokia gi yra.
But mommy says don't touch.
Mama pasakė neliesk tą ugnį.
He keeps wondering. Mommy says don't touch, but it looks so beautiful.
Ir jisai pradeda galvoti. Mama pasakė neliesti, bet atrodo.
So one day the mother goes out of the kitchen.
Ir vieną dieną mama išeina iš
virtuvės. And he does it.
Ir jisai įkiša pirštą į tą ugnį.
He burns his finger, he's screaming and crying. The mother says, what are you doing, my dear son? I told you not to stick your hand in the fire. So will the boy do it again? You couldn't pay him to do it again. So the living entity, he may fall down once.
Ir taip gyvoja esybė kartą, jį gali kristi į materialų pasaulį.
Being fascinated by the idea of being God.
Sužavėta ta idėja būti Dievu.
Even though he knows not to, he's still maybe fascinated by it.
Nors jis žino, kad jis neturėtų taip elgtis, bet jis sužavėta to.
But he'll never make that mistake again.
Tačiau antrą kartą tos klaidos jį nedaro.
So, let's see here. We've gone for almost 2 hours, maybe. The children may be losing their interest, I don't know.
Yes.
Your kids losing their interest now? They are. It's confirmed, they're losing their interest.
Yes.
Sal, we want to let you go into some other activity now, so you'll be, you know, if we keep you too long, you'll never come back for another session. So we thank you very much.
Ačiū Jums labai.
For your participation in this movement.
Už tai, kad Jūs dalyvaujate šiame judėjime.
You are future adults in our movement.
Jūs esate būsimi suaugusiai mūsų judėjime.
So we brought some cookies for you all.
Aš visiems turiu Jums šiek tiek saldumynų.
The little kids, the kids should come first and the big kids come after them.
Vaikai, prašom, pradžioje ateikite.
Huh? I wouldn't give out anything unless it was pasharam. This is pasharam, it's not cookies. Cookie pasharam. So all the children should come first.